Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done. You found a Between the Walls edition of Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And you're going to introduce the first band.
Yeah, this is Joan of Arc and Live Rock and Roll. You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. That's okay.
And for sourcing your half of the music, including this first track. Do you want to tell me about it?
Yeah, that was Joan of Arc, Live Rock and Roll. We played them back in September, 10th of September. they say about themselves, the girls hail from London and the home counties and have built up their strong musicianship and strong representation of women in rock through performances worldwide over the past 10 years. Joan of Arc combined influences from Motorhead, Metallica, Joan Jett, AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, Queen, The Foo Fighters, Kings Leon to create their own unique sound. I just think they rock.
Frankly. Yeah, they are. They're very, very popular in my area, and they do Ballstock every year. And
it was the Ballstock special.
So, yeah. And well done to them, because they look like they're getting somewhere, Joan of Arc, and I'm really pleased with them, because they're a really hard-working band.
Excellent. Great band, but what's their website?
Is it joanofarc.co.uk?
How are you spelling Joan of Arc?
J-O-A-N-O-V-A-R-C.
Yeah.
Oh, you put me on the spot then. Tony, I've got all the websites. I'm telling you now.
Oh, fair enough.
Because I forgot. So I just did all... I've done all the websites. So basically, the best you can hope for here is 4-4. But we'll see. We'll see how we do anyway. I'll tell you what. I'll purposely get one wrong. Give you a chance.
Nah, it's fine. We'll just read them out.
I have some additional material here.
Okay.
From Satan.
Oh.
Now, just to explain what the Between the Wars thing is, that we do this every year, don't we? That we do a best of the last 6 months. It normally doesn't fall so close to New Year, but this year we're right by it, so we're more towards New Year. So this is a New Year show as well.
Right. Yes.
So we'll do resolutions towards the end of the show. But right now, we're playing our favourite four tracks each of the last 6 months, approx.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we also heard from Satan. Dear Mr. Edwards, just a note to wish you and the elf, open brackets, Tony, close brackets, all the best over... I do look more like Santa. All the best over the silly season, and I look forward to roasting your chestnuts soon. Oh, good Lord. I myself will be busy swapping kids' presents around to prevent them getting what they want and causing general domestic discord in most households across the land. It's a shitty job, but that's how I roll. Regards, Satan, the one true Lord, Hades, open brackets, and Lexworth Rugby Club, close brackets. I thought it might have been something to do with him, that devilish incident that happened before Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, no, so, but I haven't spoken about it on the show, have I, of course?
No. What happened?
Oh, I'll maybe talk about it later on.
Okay.
All right, maybe we'll, but something devilish happened, and now I know whose fault it is. Mm. I've also got another little note here. Hey, Paul, listen to the podcast late last night. Thanks for playing the title track, Global Citizen. This is from the band in Canada, who I now don't have their name in front of me, but an idiot. And to answer your question, yes, we do know the Planet Smashers. Am I helping you out here? It's the ska punk stroke ska reggae band from Montreal, and I'm now really embarrassed.
I remember talking about them. I remember saying all the Planet Smashers, but I can't remember who they are.
I know. I'll find out during the next song. Anyway.
Okay.
Yes, we do know the Planet Smashers. They were one of our favourite bands when we were growing up. Yeah, the Planet Smashers are going to love that, aren't they? In just the last year, we've played 3 shows with them and opened for them twice. It's been a real whirlwind experience, and we are totally ready for this adventure and to wherever it may be leading. Best of luck, unnamed band. For 2015, I will have your name by the end of the next record. I am an idiot. Right, let's get on with the next track.
Okay.
So this band, we played this band a few times this year, a band called White Ape. And they're a London-based band who, again, they kind of, they describe themselves as surf punkabilly. I don't think it does it justice. I think they're just White Ape.
Okay.
I think sometimes you get a band that just sound like them, don't they? And White Ape, very distinctive. What do I know is, Tony, what is White Ape's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/White Ape?
No, Facebook.com/White Ape Band. Paul Levy on the internet too, Tony Neil, and this is A Run for Gringos.
Hey!
Rejoicing to destroy the evidence right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was White Ape and A Run for Gringo. And in answer to my own question in the last section, the band we're talking about from Montreal, or from Quebec anyway, were the Cardboard Crowns. Absolutely brilliant band. Make sure you check them out. And my apologies to the Cardboard Crowns for your name escaping me in the last bit. Tony,
mm-hmm.
Have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, I was going to forget again.
But did you sing along?
No. In my head. Like,
yeah. How can you not? What a great tune.
So thanks for your Facebook comments. Please do leave a comment. If you're on Facebook, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave a comment. Very easy to get in touch. We've got a couple of shows to catch up on for various reasons. So first up, from Fatboy, who in response to his comment previously, which we just didn't understand, which was asking us when we were coming around for a cup of tea, when he says, what are you on about, Fatboy? He says, you pay to see how old Tup is. Last week you said if you only had one listener, you'd just go and do the show from the house. Hence the comment. I realise now that I, Graham, and I may need to find a mutually convenient location on the M62 corridor for this. P.S. Hope you A. get somewhere to stay for the 12-bar gig, Paul, and B. get to the fatherland safely. Tony, I ain't getting no plane for her. I ain't getting no plane for.
Yeah, I didn't go.
There you go, okay.
I didn't go, no. Something came up here, so I couldn't go. I did apologise to the Bleach Boys. They were very understanding about it.
It was a Saturday night, though, wasn't it, as well, I think?
Yeah. So I hope it went well. Yeah. And I still hope to get to the 12 bar before it actually shuts, but who knows? I might be running out of time here.
Okay. A couple of comments from Nescoy, one for each of the two shows. First up,
excellent work.
Yeah, great show, and well done, Tony, on the 14-0, despite Paul's feeble attempt to get a draw. You nailed it. I am quite proud of that.
It was a
shining moment. Ain't going to happen this week, is it?
No, sir.
And he also says, happy Grimbo to you all. Listen while preparing my Christmas Day dinner. Gladys West Country Spunks are getting heard. Bark, you are brilliant. Hope further Xmas has bought me a dictionary for Christmas. Yeah, great song. Bark, you were brilliant.
I'm telling you, man, their version of the 12 Days of Christmas is the funniest, best version of that you will ever hear.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. Absolutely loved it.
That's it for the Facebook this week.
So that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Yep. Let's get on with the next track, Tony. Tell me all about it.
Okay, let me just pause one moment while I just figure out. Oh yes, I remember the one it is. This is Officer Down. They say about themselves, Officer Down are a melodic punk hardcore band from Evesham in the UK. I just think they're just really, it's fast, it's punky, it's short, it's loud, I like it.
There's certain songs we play when I go, that's one for Tony.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Officer
yeah.
Down are definitely one for Tony.
Yeah. We played them back in July. So it's just over the 6 month, half a year. But what is their website? Bandcamp page.
I'll tell you, why don't you ask me
afterwards?
Afterwards, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is Officer Down and Light the Torches.
Can't find what you cannot see. Destroy your submarine, you and me.
Okay, so that was Officer Down, Light the Torches. I'd like to take a moment to thank myself for doing the beds. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound. One of my favourite beds, actually. Paul, what is the Officer Down's Bandcamp? I feel a little bit like a local DJ.
Yeah, well, yeah, but we are. is it... So you throw me there, because I've got their Facebook page in front of me. So I am taking a proper risk here. Officerdown.bandcamp.co.uk.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Oh, nice. Probably being set three, Tony Nil. Oh, dear.
Oh, well.
Anyway, right, Tony, so why don't you tell me about your Christmas?
So I was in Germany. So we were to Germany on the 19th, stayed for 4 days in Dusseldorf in a nice hotel, and then after that we went to Steph's mum's and we had proper Christmas. We had raclette, which was my first raclette experience.
Have you
had
that?
It's like fondue, but on a grill. So you have a grill in the middle of the table with little trays underneath it, and you put stuff in your tray, cover it with cheese, and you grill it.
Right.
And then we also, on top of the grill, we use that to do the meat. So we're frying meat on top and grilling potatoes and cheese and goodness underneath. It's really good.
That sounds really nice.
It was. We were thinking of getting one.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yeah, quite
a clept party.
People were saying to me, oh, we're just having raclette this year. I'm like, that's brilliant, I've never had that.
Yeah,
but for them it's just it's like boring, but I liked it. It's a really good
adventure.
Yes, and lots of red wine and sparkly stuff. We spent a lot of time driving around because of the Zest family, so we were bobbing around various relatives and just visiting people after that, and then we came back.
Why don't you tell me about your journey there, Tony?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes, so I left on the Friday. I left here because Steph flew over a week before. I drove here from Nottingham, 7 o'clock. Nice drive down, stopping off at the service stations as I do. Wicked one on the A1. I've no recollection of Wilson. So north of Cambridge, scary little shack. But anyway, got to Dover nice on time, 11 o'clock for a 12 o'clock ferry, and then just hit a queue. And I was in a queue for 2 hours to get my ticket. So just like you go into Dover Docks and you drive around the corner and there's a ticket booth. It took me 2 hours. The wind apparently had knocked all the ferries back, and they didn't even have enough room for you to get through the gates to park on the dock. It was that packed up.
Right.
So did that. The 2 hour delay there. Ferry was rammed full, and then I got to Dunkirk and then set up on my way. And got to Antwerp and just parked. And just parked on the ring road again.
Not the Antwerp ring road,
Antwerp ring road again. I went the right way around it.
No, you went the right way.
But it was just a car park for 2 hours. So ended up getting to Germany about 11.
At night.
Yeah. So it's shattered. But so two hour delays on a already 10 hour journey on a good day. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Well, on the way back, absolutely fine. It's quite easy. So we did 4 hours to Dunkirk, 2 hours on the ferry, 4 hours up to Nottingham. Got home about 9:30 on Sunday.
Cool. So,
perfect journey on the way back, apart from the snow, which is really only on our road. Everyone's country seems absolutely fine.
Yeah. We've had hardly any snow here. I tell you what, my Christmas hasn't been as interesting as that. What I've basically done is get drunk in the lead up to it, and it culminated on Christmas night with a 60-year-old woman laying face down in my bathroom covered in blood with her feet sticking out of it and nobody noticing.
Oh.
But nobody died. Ha ha.
Excellent.
It was my brother's new girlfriend's mum, who'd got more leather than the rest of us thought. She'd gone to bed. My brother and his girlfriend had gone to bed. I'd gone to bed in the lounge. In the night, I needed a piss. So I got up, went for a piss, saw that my brother's girlfriend's mum was face down in the bathroom, and I just thought she'd passed out asleep. So I stood up and had a piss next to her, not realising. When I went back to bed in the night, my brother's girlfriend got up. She went into that bathroom, saw her mum face down the floor, rolled her over, her face was covered in blood. What she'd done, she'd walked in, lost her footing, cracked her face on the basin.
Oh, Jesus.
Dropped. I was just having a piss next to her. Right? So I just didn't know. I went back to bed like nothing had happened. Right? She got up a couple of hours later, and then there was all everything sort of kicked off. The lights came on, the alarms went off, and everyone's going, getting plasters and checking she's all right and everything, and I'm going like that. And it wasn't until so then the next morning they all left early because they've got like kids and grandkids and that. They came into the room, into the lounge where I was at 9:30 in the morning. Tony, come on, do me a favour.
Yeah.
And they walked in and they said, Paul, we're just there to wish you a happy new year. And I went, yeah, go for it, knock yourselves out, right? Not realising that would lead to mass hilarity on the way home. So, but it did occur to me after that actually, if my brother's girlfriend's mum had died, working on the basis that I'd stood next to her, leathered, and had a wee-wee, that when they'd come to do the autopsy, they'd have found my DNA all over her. I managed to piss soak my brother's mother-in-law. Oh, it's fabulous. Anyway, yeah, so that's that. And to be brutally frank, Tony, I'm going to get on with Brutally Frank. They're the next band we play. You see what I did there?
Excellent
work. Yeah, Brutally Frank are from Joplin, Missouri, and we've played them a few times this year. They sent us their album through. Really, really like it. It's kind of quite harsh punk, psychobilly, punkabilly, if you will. Really catchy, really good. Absolutely love it. Tony, what I want to know is, what is Brutally Frank's website?
BrutallyFrank.com?
No, it's Brutally-Frank.com or Brutally-Frank.com. Already been on the internet for Tony Neil. Man, it's an uphill battle for you. Stay tuned for Cherry Popping Daddy. She'll tell us about those in a bit. Right now, this is Puff of Smoke.
Cowboy killers give me coffin nails. I pick a red man and it's just a pill. It's all I want, it's all I need. I'm in love and I can't breathe. She's burning down. This ain't no joke. This I'm going out in a puff of smoke. Come on, love, like it, baby, now give me a light. Burn out the day, burn out the night. Baby, I'm a winner of a lucky strike. And I don't give a damn if I'm wrong or right. Just burn it down. This ain't no joke. So I'm going out in a puff of smoke. Every night I can't breathe but I feel alright. Well, I can't lose and I'll never learn. And I just sit back and I watch you burn. Just burn it down. This ain't no joke. This I'm going out in a puff of smoke.
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
I school them every chance I get. If they don't like it, they're all wet. I'm a soft-eyed lover, swing time drummer, the rhythm I was born and bred. I followed where it's led. I wallowed and I bled, but all it's given is one rule of living, the suffering of falling dead. As the years go by, yeah, my inside flowers. When that nightclub saxophone cuts a thousand years, a stick of sour.
The lad played against Sam on American music. need American music. Play it again, Sam, on American music. Play it again, Sam, I love American music. Porch. My savior rattled in the Baptist church. Field hand hollow, slave ship columns, and carrying my brother's torch. When the lights go down and my scales stop showing, boy, I smash my fingers down on the only truth that's still unknowing. Play it again, Sam, on American music. Play it again, Sam, I need American music. Play it again, Sam, on American music. Play it again, Sam, I love American music. And my skills stop showing, I'm gonna smash my fingers down on the only truth that's still worth knowing. Play it again, Sam, on American music. Play it again, Sam, I need American music. Play it again, Sam, on American music. Play it again, Sam, I love American music. I love American music. Hey! I love American music. Hey! I love American music.
That was Cherry Poppin' Daddies and I Love American Music. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band. I'm doing a great job on the beds, as you all know.
You really are.
I know. Cherry Poppin' Bad Daddies. Okay, what they say about themselves is that their initial mission was to make swing music that sounded contemporary. They were hard-hitting songs with storylines of domestic violence and social alienation. Once this goal was accomplished, the Daddies went boldly forth into other genres as well: ska, rockabilly, glam rock, psychedelia, mod and metal, to name but a few, choosing to follow their own muse regardless of the feedback of fans and critics alike. I really liked it. It was different.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, it's nice, is what it was.
Yeah.
So
it was when we played them on the show, because this is the third or fourth time we played them from their latest album, which is The Babooch, I think. When we played them on the show, whatever you've been listening to all the way through, they suddenly stand out as something completely different. And even though at first listen, it sounds a little bit sort of cheesy, Americana, old-time big band music, the lyrics are absolutely brilliant. And they're right, they give big band sound, they give that sort of Brian Setzer orchestra feel, but some of the tracks have just got really, really dodgy lyrics. I just really like them. Right, so do you want to ask me about their website?
What's the website?
Daddies.com.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Because I ask, every time I ask you, you go for some highfalutin crazy stuff, and then I start talking about sauce.
Yeah, that's why it has stuck now.
Yeah, it's probably being set 5, Tony Neil. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Great, that means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 are not long now. Oh dear. Yeah.
I assume they will hopefully move on to new.
I'm sure they will.
So hopefully it's just a break we'll be getting. But for now, it's still on Denmark Street. Do check it out. I think they closed mid-Jan. But do check them out if you can. If you get
Tony, yeah. It's worth making a pilgrimage to Denmark Street, because Britain's Tin Pan Alley, it's going to be going, it's going to be changing, and it won't be the same. So if you're ever in London, even if you're a tourist in London, make a little pilgrimage down there and have a look at the bars down there, because there's a lot of history down that street.
And you get a chance this New Year's Eve, so it's Wednesday, so I know it's short notice, but if you go, you can go. 12 Bar Club, Enterprise Studios Night on New Year.
Wow.
Featuring Brett M, Trio, Timber, The Feathers, Golden Legacy and more. You can't buy tickets for it. I think you pretty much have to just go on the door.
Oh, okay.
How much do you think it would be?
New Year's Eve? £40.
£8.
Whoa, I knew it'd be a little bit more.
But if you don't get to that, this Friday, The Greasy Slicks, The Unmentionables, The Valves and Attitude. It's a Chog Town Presents night.
Wow.
It's a new one on me.
Friday night,
New Year, how much do you think?
Cool. £6.
It is, yeah.
£6. Nice.
Finally, Saturday night, Noyade, Buckets of Courage and More to Be Confirmed. It's a Russian Records night.
That'll be heavy.
It'll be heavy. Saturday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
866.
Yeah.
100 doors up from the Beast.
Yeah. Probably doesn't know him.
Might have been nearly run over by him.
Possibly.
I know that Beast.
Yeah.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. Not long now.
No. Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I'm going to play you the Mobs now, Tony.
Fair enough.
One of my favourite bands of 2014. Got to say, been going longer, but I first heard of them in 2014. I'd like to thank Dirty Water Records for signing them. What a great job they did by sending me this album. A band I am desperate to see live in 2015. Just brilliant. Just garage punk. British. English. The most English of garage punk bands. There you go. How about that? Catchy as hell. Really good fun. Great lyrics. Everything I could possibly want from a band, really, other than possibly a hand shandy off the lead singer or lead guitarist after the gig, but then they're not female fronted. But hey, beggars can't be choosers. What is the Mobs website?
Themobs.co.uk.
It is! It's Dutch Mob, probably be an internet five. I'm just as bad as you.
I think for us, that's the secret with this one.
As you.
listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony.
That's okay.
Makes a change not to be so self-congratulatory about it, I find. I absolutely love the Mobs. It's a great album. The album's called Garage Punk for Boys. Get hold of it. It's brilliant. Tony, have you got any plans for New Year?
Not really. I think we're going to have a quiet one at home. We're going to have some drinks. Steph got a cello for Christmas, so we're going to have a cello guitar mashup.
I saw the photograph.
I
was hoping she'd have got a double bass, but you can't have everything.
I was thinking you could play it as a double bass, but you can't really.
But it's still a bit bassy.
You can't slap it. I bet you can a little bit. No, probably can't actually.
No, you can't when she's in the house. When she's out of the house, you start flapping the cello. That's not a euphemism. With me, it'd be spanking the viola at best. So she's getting on with it. So why has she decided to take on the cello?
She used to play it before she moved, and then the cello was in Germany, so we've just managed to bring it over. But it needed like repairing and stuff, so the mum sorted it all out, and we just brought it back.
Strap it to the top of the car?
No, it's in the back seat.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, yeah, because I just had visions of you on a ferry with the cello on the top of the car. Going, yeah, we're a tiny psychobilly band.
What are you up to?
I am going out in Baldock. Yeah, that's it. I've done various mad things over the last few years for New Year with famous art dealers and such like, but this year I'm going out in Baldock, and on New Year's Day I'm going to watch Paddington.
Okay.
Because I want to watch Paddington. So that is my New Year stuff. I've actually got in the notes for the last bit where I put just as bad as you, I'd replaced the D with an S, and it was just as baz as you. I'm just as baz as you are. For this one, I've actually just put in the notes, New Year, old failures.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I was thinking about us too, or whether it was just, here we go again, how am I going to mess up 2015? But we'll do the New Year resolutions in the last bit, won't we?
Okay.
Yeah. All right then. So would you like to introduce this band, just the bare bones, and then we'll go to the website afterwards?
Yeah, sure. This is another band from the UK, Heavy Ball. They're local, actually.
They're only sort of local, aren't they? I think they're Nottingham born, London based.
It's exactly what they say, yeah.
Is it?
Exactly that. Nottingham born, London based. They call themselves a new tone band. I think it's like ska. It's a nice ska kind of feel to it. It's interesting. It's nice. I like it. We played a couple of times, I think. But yeah. Played this one back in again July.
What's it called, Tony?
This is called Black Eye Friday.
Again down to the old oak tree. Not long till closing time, X in the drinking wine, boyfriend is looking at me. She says it's time to go, he doesn't want to know, stuck to his velvet seat. I said I think they should, he says I bet you would, 7 fingers to his feet. I hit him one time, he hit me 3 times. I was talking when I should have been listening. I was talking when I should have been listening. Starts playing out, somebody starts to scream. And the barman, he starts to shout,
told you before, get out.
Tell him I disagree. I hit him one time, he hit me 3 times. I was talking when I should have been listening. I was talking when I should have been listening.
Yeah.
That was Heavy Ball, Black Eye Friday. Great song, great band. I am not doing such a great job on the beds. No, I am now. I'm doing a great job on the beds. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Why? Explain.
This is Marv. This is Project Marv.
It's Project Marv underneath us right now. Tony, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. It was such a bad job of back announcing a track.
Beds, yes. Back announcing, no, wouldn't it?
That's the first time I've ever said to you off mic, go when you're ready. Brilliant. Basically, for everyone out there listening, I'm told when to start by Tony. You think I'm the boss. Tony's the boss, right? And Tony says, go when you're ready. And then I say, you're listening to Project Marvel News right now. So it's a great job on bed this week. That was so-and-so. But this time, I got the chance to say, go when you're ready.
Through me.
And you weren't.
No.
Right. Anyway, do you want to ask me the website?
Yep. Heavyball, what's the website?
Heavyball.net.
It is, yeah. Funny, isn't it?
Oh, cool. Did I ask you the mobs?
Yes, I got it right.
Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah, you did.
That's the only one I got right.
So it's probably the internet 621. So ha ha ha, Yahoo sucks. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Oh, brilliant.
So thanks for your twats. This year, this is the last twat of the year. So start me off with some twats in the new year. It's easy to do. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. The reasons can be spurious if they want to be, whatever. Just send me them through. Your new year twat's the way to go. 2014 hasn't worked out well in my year of twat.
We haven't had enough, no.
Certainly not. Good quality, but not much quantity. But finishing my twatology of twat from Insane Star.
Oh, well, so it's reasons to be spurious. One, two, three.
Yeah. So we've twatted so far, just in case you were keeping track, we've twatted her doctor. And she twatted her friend Sam.
Right. And that was a big finish.
Well, her last is a double twatting.
Four. She's so wonderful.
Yeah. See, she pulled it off at the end. She says, my mates Joy and Andy are great. This year I spent lots of money buying their birthday presents and sending them to Essex. When my birthday came round, they sent me nothing. Then decided to say, we're not doing presents anymore, we're not sending them, and don't expect them sent to us in return. Why they couldn't tell me that at the beginning of the year, I don't know. And they're not short of money either, so I think they're just twats for being such miserable skinflints.
Yeah, I agree.
There you go.
Although I have to say, what's that, Insane Star? You didn't get a parcel in the post you were expecting. Now you know how it feels. Like 5 years for those years, Nicky.
Yeah. There you go. So you ready for that?
I am ready for that, yeah.
Okay, so for being such miserable skinflints, Joy and Andy from Essex
is a twat. Right, let's do New Year's resolutions. What you got for me?
I have to finish this house before it kills us. So finishing this house is the big one. And then just trying to maybe have some more holidays and some fun. Because it's been a bit DIY centric, in case you've not noticed.
Tony, it really has. our listenership is sick of your tiling. I'm loving it.
It looks alright. Anything particular that you're going to do this year?
I've got two.
Okay.
I've got two New Year's resolutions. One is to get up before midday every day.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. I've decided I need to get on with my life again. I'll put 2014 on hold. I just spent too much time in bed. doing nothing, staying up till 4 a.m, watching telly, drinking beer and smoking fags. This year, from New Year's Day, I'm giving myself a 2 a.m. cut off unless I'm out.
Okay.
Which might mean I go out a lot. Hmm. And I'm going to try and get up before midday every day. That's the principal one. The other one is, I'm finally going to get rid of a load of the rubbish out of my flat. I've accumulated so much stuff in my flat. The flat's getting full. And I've just got a new red chair and I need room for it.
Right. Okay.
So I've inherited a chair from my dad, who got it from my dead neighbour when he went in to have a little house clearance all of his own. And then the first time he moved the chair, he ripped it, and Mum won't have anything ripped in the house. It's a red faux leather chair. It's absolutely brilliant, but it's got a little rip on the back. Dad was devastated. Mum was pleased because she said he wouldn't go anyway, and now it's ripped, she had an excuse. So I'm going to repair the rip. Bless you.
Thank you.
I'm going to repair the rip and have it proudly in my lounge, but it means other stuff's got to go. So there you go. That's what I'm doing. I'm making room for my chair and getting up before midday. It's not... they're not major resolutions, to be honest.
Yeah, but before midday every day. That's quite a commitment.
Yeah, I know. It's pressure. Mm. Anyway, last track this week. We started with ladies. We're finishing with a lady.
Excellent.
Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses, all the way from Brussels, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This was the first track we played off them from their latest album. It's an absolutely brilliant album. And I thought we ought to finish with a bit of full-on punk rock, because we've been all over the place on the show this week. We're called Punky. It's just been punky so far. Here comes some punk. What is Frau Blücher's website?
FrauBlücher.be?
FrauBlücher.net, my friend. Paulie Beans Net 7, Tony 1. Ha! This is... Oh, now, I should say that when I first saw this, the title of this, I didn't realise what it was. P-I-T-A, I thought, oh, it's like a kebab. In bits of bread. But it's not. Tony?
Hmm?
Pain in the arse.
Showed up and all fucked up. You spoiled my night, you wasted my time. Don't stand so close, you squatted my nose. Oh, the thing you are, you bend in the ass. Look me in the eyes, you bend in the ass. I wanna see you go, you bend in the ass. Shut the fuck up, you bend in the ass. You're boring to death, you have no class, cause you're nothing but a bat in the ass. You are living in a world of fantasy, we don't share the same reality. Only thing you are, you bat in the ass. Look me in the eyes, you bat in the ass. I wanna see you go, you bat in the ass. Shut the fuck up, you bat in the ass.
That's about it for this show and indeed this year. I hope you've enjoyed our company over 2014. We've enjoyed yours. Thank you so much for everything you send in to us. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening and telling people about the show. But thanks most of all to the bands and labels that keep sending us the great music that makes this show the show it is. 50% brilliant. Tony, maybe you could also thank the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, big thanks to them all. Internet Talk Superstation, they've carried us for quite a while now, so big thanks to them. You can find them at talksuperstation.com. Also Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and finally Radio Andra, andra.se. Do check them out, all good stations. Give them a go.
Yeah, all great fun, all very different from each other, and all magic. I hope you get what you deserve in the new year. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Budger guns.